So before we talk about there's this non-story about you opting out of your deal, because I've just been saying it all morning. If somebody said to me that I could probably double what I make or more than that, I would say no to that. To me, is kind of might be the stupidest thing I ever heard. But tonight you're playing DC. Last time you played them on the 30th, they were missing a bunch of guys, and they got Nene back in the lineup. They got Gary Neal back in the lineup. And I know they rested John Wall yesterday in practice, and a couple of guys were hurting. How much does your approach have to change tonight against Washington versus what you did December 30th when you beat them?
You know, a lot of things changed for both sides, for them and also for us. You know, we had Damari last time he played. Now we don't have Damari this time around. So it's an adjustment from both ways that we're going to have to be conscious of once we go out there on the court. But, you know, we understand they're going to come out, you know, extremely, you know, fast, play big, you know, since Nene back. They got Gary Neal, who's a great shooter, back as well. So we just got to be conscious of those guys and not let them get going as well.
So you guys this year, you know, there's been this discussion about defense and the Raptors, and you beat Brooklyn the other night. You only gave up 71 points. You were really locked down. We know that Brooklyn isn't the highest scoring team in the league, but it seems like there's this thing with the Raptors where you guys, when you get into that defensive mode where you play defense first, you can pretty much lock anybody down. I know the game against Chicago, you had a three on your fingertips. It didn't go, but that was a close game. You know, and outside of the Cleveland game where they came on in the third quarter and beat you guys pretty good, you've been playing pretty good D lately, but it seems like at times the consistency level isn't there. Is that just a game-to-game thing, or is it just situational? Why do you think that might be?
I think it's more mental, if anything. You know, especially with, you know, we had to juggle with, you know, Damari still out there playing. You know, he's definitely one of our key defensive players. Then, you know, it's situational a lot of times. I think it's mental with us a lot of times. You know, we'll let teams get going. Then we try to shut them off, you know, once they get going. And, you know, once the team get going in the NBA and get that confidence going, it's tough to shut them off after that. But no, I think we just got to put defense in the game early on, and that's what makes it easier for us to play a complete, consistent defensive game.
And you talked about, too, you know, I've seen you talk a couple of times about getting off to a quick start and being a team that comes out quick and fast in that first quarter. Do you think you've been doing that lately? Have you guys changed that? Because I know you were kind of self-critical about that as a team.
Yeah, I think we've definitely done a more of a conscious effort of that, you know, coming out the gate, trying to get going. But we try to tell ourselves, you know, let our defense lead to our offense. You know, I think when we have them great starts in the first quarter, it's because we're doing what we're supposed to on the defensive end.
And if with these new guys in the lineup, you know, Damari's only played, I think, 13, 14 games, and he got scoped, and we don't know how long he's going to be out. But, you know, Bismack has been a guy that's had a few double-doubles and has been really, I mean, on the glass, the guy's been incredible. And Luis Scola is a guy that I didn't know much about until this year. And I've seen a guy that, to me, looks like a real professional and, you know, great shooter and fits a role on this Raptors team. And Corey Joseph, of course, we know has come in as well. But talk about the changes in your mind compared to last year, what some of these new guys have brought to this team.
I think every individual on this team brought a unique thing to this team that definitely helped us and, you know, make us a solid group. You know, it sucks that we had to play so many games without, you know, JV at one point. Now Damari. Now I have to go with, you know, the next couple of weeks without Damari. You know, that's been a tough part. But everything else been positive, from the energy the guys bring, the how much of a profession. You know, these guys really bring to off the court and on the court, make the job easy.
All right, and before I let you go, I know it's a game day, and thanks a lot for doing this. A couple of questions. You know, Kobe Bryant this year, you played in L.A. earlier this year. Kobe Bryant is retiring. You grew up in Los Angeles. Talk about growing up in L.A. and, you know, who you looked up to when you were growing up and you were coming up in basketball.
You know, obviously, you know, Laker fan growing up in L.A., you know, I remember Kobe, you know, rookie year to now, you know, just to see one of the greats, you know, walking away from the game, you know, it's kind of bittersweet. But at the same time, you know, I think a guy like me, I really know, appreciate the things that he's done for the game, and, you know, to be able to watch him grow into the player he is now and, you know, compete with him in the lead and have a friendship with him, you know, it's definitely a great thing to see one of the legends go out, you know, as one of the best.
All right, and before I let you go, when you were in L.A. the last time, something pretty cool happened, and you bought a you helped a basketball court be named in your old hood, and you want to give back and stuff. But tell us about that and how you felt being able to do that the last time you were in Los Angeles.
You know, it was the city of Compton honoring me by naming a park after me, and that was. You know, it was shocking for me because, you know, you never expect nothing like that. You know, for me, I was happy to make it out the city and be an inspiration to the kids, you know. But to get a name, gym at a park named after me in the city that I'm from, you know, it's definitely a blessing. And, you know, I to this day, I still can't believe it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then listen, last question, you know, the contract stuff, we know that it's going to come to a head at some point and they're going to have to figure this out. But From your perspective, we know that, you know, what you make now versus what you're going to make with the new money that's available in the NBA, they're definitely going to get a big raise. But talk about playing in Toronto, and you're a guy that I can tell when I watch you, you love playing in Toronto and you love this team. Just comment on that and what you think's going to, you know, what you would like to see happen in the future.
I mean, since day one I've been in Toronto, I've been so prideful of the city, of the country, of, you know, trying to, you know, put it where it needs to be. And, you know, that's one thing you can never question is my loyalty to the city and how much I really love and appreciate this team and this organization. So, and I think all the fans definitely understand that. But, you know, a lot of times they don't understand, you know, how contracts may work or how things like that may work. But, you know, this always been from day one, I always stressed this is where I wanted to be. My whole career, you know, the accomplishments that I made thus far, you know, definitely could go even more of a long way. And, you know, I can't say nothing but more how much prideful of a guy I am when it comes to the Toronto Raptors team. So that should speak for itself.